and the latest from the twists and turns in the ongoing corruption probe of FIFA, World Soccer's governing body. This morning, Swiss authorities raided the same hotel where FIFA officials were arrested in May. 16 people are expected to be charged by the end of the day. South and Central American soccer officials are thought to be the primary targets. Mike Pesca is Here and Now's sports analyst. He hosts the Gist podcast at Slate.com, and he joins us now to talk about that, plus some news from pro football. So, Mike, two more FIFA executives arrested. What's going on?
Yeah, same hotel. Same hour, pre-dawn raid. Mm. That's the best time for a raid, isn't it?
So I would avoid that hotel if I were a FIFA executive, but anyway.
Well, actually, there's some interesting details where FIFA was offered different rates at different hotels, but they just love the bow or a lack, so they stayed there. That was where more than a dozen officials were arrested in May, and it happened again. And the big one to know is Alfredo Hawit, from an American perspective. He's the president of CONCACAF, which is the regional federation that the United States is actually a part of. And so this is just another ongoing arrest and arrest and arrest of members of FIFA's executive board with ties to Sepp Blatter in the past. Legions of executive boards who are being charged with corruption. The United States, again, leading this raid.
Well, is FIFA itself taking any steps to reform or root out corruption? Or is this all being done externally?
No, they've gotten the message. So some of the reforms that they've passed is the senior officials are now only going to be allowed to serve a maximum of 12 years, which is still quite a long time. There will be, quote, stringent integrity checks in place for individuals on standing committees. The salaries of the officials will be made public, and they're going to have more women, six women. There's one woman right now on the FIFA council, so they're going to make six women. That will, of course, reform them.
All right. Well, hopefully less corrupt, but who knows? How is this affecting soccer or football, as the rest of the world calls it? Are the upcoming World Cups in danger, 2018, 2022?
They're not. Soccer, the sport itself, is so popular, which is, of course, what gives these men, as we've demonstrated, largely men, cover to shake down sponsors and to try to enrich themselves that way. In the Olympics, the Russians might not be allowed to compete in track and field. In the Brazil Olympics, I don't know if that will actually go through right now. That's on the books. But soccer is just so popular, there will always be World Cups.
All right, let's switch to the NFL quickly before we let you go. Team owners were briefed yesterday on progress that three teams are making towards moving to Los Angeles, which hasn't had an NFL team since the Rams left in 1994. So what are the options, and does anyone know how this is going to play out?
No one knows. The NFL has enjoyed, in a way, not having a team in Los Angeles because it's a great threat. It's great leverage. Current owners can say, hey, if you, local municipality, don't put in money for a stadium, I'm going to move to Los Angeles. So it's a sort of Damocles that could hang over the locals' heads. Now, the three teams we're talking about are the Rams, who now play in St. Louis, and the Chargers, San Diego, and the Oakland Raiders. There could be a combination of two of the teams sharing a stadium. There are two different stadium bids. And the complication is that of the NFL's 32 teams, 24 owners have to vote for a move. So there might be 24 owners who could say, yes, some team could move, but if they don't agree on which team, maybe no teams will move. So it might get complicated and it might not happen.
All right. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.